I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
Good morning or good afternoon. I don't know. Depends on when you're hearing this or what time zone you're on. But thanks for streaming the Bet Slippin' Podcast daily NBA show presented by SportsbookWire.com. Of course, I'm your host, Jeff Clark, sports betting analyst at SportsbookWire.com. It's Wednesday, December 29th. There's a nine-game slate in the NBA tonight. I have two best bets. I'll go over here in a second. But you guys know the drill. Let me pay some bills first and shout out the sponsor of this podcast, Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. You must be 21 or older, so please see their website for details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Okay, so I went 4-0, or 2-0 on Tuesday with my best bets. I hit with the Miami Heat -6.5 points when they hosted the Washington Wizards. And I also hit the Knicks -4.5 at the Minnesota Timberwolves. Both of those were the lines at which point I gave them out. I'm not sure what they closed at, to be honest. That's probably something I should have prepared in front of me. But nonetheless, I'm 4-0 this week. Nothing that I'm going to get too excited about. I still think I'm in the red here in this podcast, the NBA Bet Slippin' Podcast. So not going to get too excited, not going to get too full of myself. But hopefully we can keep the good momentum rolling and have another third straight winning day here in the Bet Slippin' Podcast daily NBA show. My two best bets for the Wednesday slate are the Indiana Pacers -3.5 when they host the Charlotte Hornets. And I'm also taking the Grizzlies -5.5 when they host the Los Angeles Lakers. But let me get into the odds, or let me get into the games here. And I'll handicap the games that I have my best bets in. So the first game on the slate is the New York Knicks 16-18 playing the 5-27 Detroit Pistons. The Knicks are favored 7.5 points. Totals at 211.5. Detroit has been capsized more so by COVID than the New York Knicks. The Detroit Pistons are missing Isaiah Stewart, Corey Joseph, Killian Hayes, Jeremy Grant, Kelly Olynyk. Several of those are because of COVID. A couple of them are not because of COVID. Either way, the New York Knicks play really well as a road favorite. They've moved to 5-2 against the spread as a road favorite this season after beating the Timberwolves last night. And I lean to the Knicks here, laying the 7.5, just because they usually take care of business against worser teams, and they actually play better on the road than at home. But them playing the second of a back-to-back and really struggling shooting from the field and from the line itself against Minnesota yesterday has me leery of backing the Knicks two games in a row. I'm not going to do it, in fact. So I'm going to pass on this game. The next game in the 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time window is a game that I do have action on with the 18-17 Charlotte Hornets visiting the 14-20 Indiana Pacers. Give me the Pacers -3.5. I wrote this game up for sportsbookwire.usatoday.com. Please check out that website for all the betting breakdowns for all major sporting events before you make a wager by me and my colleagues. But I gave out the Pacers earlier today because the Pacers are actually better than the record indicates. According to cleaningtheglass.com, they actually have a -4.5 win differential, essentially meaning their due or their net efficiency suggests that they should have 4.5 more wins than they currently do. They've lost the first two meetings of the series, of the regular season series with the Charlotte Hornets. But I think they're going to, get revenge and, avoid getting swept 3-0 in their season series with the Indiana Pacers or with the, Charlotte Hornets. They actually played pretty well against Charlotte in the first 2 games. The final scores of those games were the Hornets won, 121-118 in the second meeting. And then the first meeting, Charlotte Hornets squeaked out a 123-122 victory. Both of those victories for Charlotte were at home. The Indiana Pacers play much better on the at home than on the road. In fact, the Indiana Pacers are 11-7 straight up at home with the 8th best adjusted net rating at plus 6.1 points per 100 possessions. And they have the 8th best ATS margin. This is according to cleaningtheglass.com. The Hornets actually struggle on the road. They're 9-13 straight up in away games with the 19th ranked adjusted net rating at minus 3 points per 100 possessions and the 19th ranked ATS margin. Also, the Pacers outscored the Hornets in 5-8 quarters they've played in the season, and the Indiana Pacers held an edge in 3 of the 4 factors in the second game with Charlotte and split the 4 factors in the first game. So there wasn't a lot separating these two teams. I think the Indiana Pacers can make up for the difference just by being at home. Also, Indiana is a much better rebounding team than Charlotte. In fact, the Pacers have a plus 2.8 rebound per game margin, while the Hornets have a minus 4.7 rebound per game margin. And finally, the Hornets are down a couple of major pieces, including Miles Bridges, who is one of their leading scorers, and P.J. Washington, who is more or less a six-man for them, but he's a key contributor for Charlotte. Malcolm Brogdon is listed as questionable with Achilles soreness for Indiana. I feel a little bit better about it if he can give it a go, but despite that, I still like the Indiana Pacers minus 3.5 when they host the Charlotte Hornets. So that's my first best bet. Going down the sheet here, we have a 7:30 Eastern Standard tip-off between the 17-17 Los Angeles Clippers playing the 16-8 Boston Celtics. Celtics favored 5.5. Total's 209.5. I obviously don't have any play in this one. I would lean to the Celtics just because they're a little more whole, a lot more whole. In fact, the Clippers have Paul George sidelined for the next month or so with an elbow injury. Reggie Jackson, I think, is sidelined with COVID. And Nicholas Batum is also out, but he's dealing with an ankle injury. Whereas Boston should have Marcus Smart coming back. He's listed as questionable with a hand injury. I guess we'll wait to see on his official game status. They're still out without Dennis Schroeder and Jason Tatum, but Jaylen Brown is by far the best player on the floor for either team. And Boston recently got back Al Horford from the health and safety protocol. So I lean to the Boston Celtics. They do play a little bit better at home, but Ty Lue is a better coach than Boston's new first-year coach, who's, I think, pronounced Ime Udoka. The coaching advantage favors the Clippers. The spot perhaps favors Boston, but I don't have a specific play in this game. The next game on the list, which I did write for sportsbookwire.com, is the second of a back-to-back between the Atlanta Hawks, who are 15-18, against the 21-10 Chicago Bulls. Chicago Bulls won the first meeting Monday, 130-118. That's actually a best bet that I gave out in the Monday Bet Slippin' Daily NBA show. Chicago covered the 3.5 point as 3.5 point favorites in Atlanta. This game comes back to Chicago. They're laying 7.5 points. The total's at 224.5. This is a game where I lean towards Atlanta just based on the zigzag theory, which essentially states whenever a team loses in the NBA and they play the same exact team in a short turnaround or in the next game, you essentially fade the team that just won. So the zigzag theory is generally pretty profitable in the NBA just because it's so tough to beat the same team in consecutive days. Outside of that, though, I don't really have a lot. behind my Atlanta pick. I'm much higher on Chicago for the full season, and they are a little bit healthier. The Chicago's missing Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso, which are, you know, big key pieces of their defensive backcourt. But Atlanta's also missing Kevin Huerter, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Lou Williams, Danilo Gallinari. They're still missing DeAndre Hunter, who's probably their best defensive wing, and it would be pivotal if he played, which he won't, against Zach LaVine and or DeMar DeRozan. But be that as it may, all the public is betting the Chicago Bulls. According to pregame.com, around 80% of the money is on the Chicago Bulls, so you can fade the market in this sense as well. That's another reason why I lean to Atlanta, but I don't have an official play in Atlanta. So I'll just move along to the next game, which I do have a play in, which is the Los Angeles Lakers, who are 17-18, visiting the 21-14 Memphis Grizzlies. Tip-off is at 8 Eastern Standard Time in Memphis. They're favored 5.5 points. Total's at 226.5. Give me the Memphis Grizzlies here, minus 5.5 points. Memphis is 5-3 straight up versus teams playing on zero rest days, and they have the 6th best adjusted net rating at plus 12.1 points per 100 possessions and the 5th best ATS margin at plus 5.9 when playing teams on zero rest days. So they're highly aggressive style usually makes it tough for opposing teams to play against them, especially playing in the second of a back-to-back. Also, there's a few strength on weakness edges in Memphis's favor, such as ball security and the rebounding departments. Grizzlies have, like, I think, the 5th highest defensive turnover rate in the league, and Los Angeles Lakers are a bottom 10 team in terms of ball security or offensive turnover rate. Also, the Grizzlies score the 5th most points off of turnovers per game, whereas the Lakers allow the 5th most points off of turnovers per game. I mean, this is pretty simple to understand, at least directionally. Russell Westbrook has been getting killed in the media, rightfully so, for his poor decision-making at the end of games and just throughout games. You know, against a highly aggressive team like the Memphis Grizzlies and against an elite floor general and just all-around monster, Ja Morant, the Grizzlies could really take advantage of the Los Angeles Lakers' flimsy ball security in this one as well. Also, Memphis scores the most second-chance points per game, whereas LA is 21st in second-chance points. Second chance points allowed per game. So two of the four factors are ball security and rebounding. These are two significant edges or strength on weakness spots that favor Memphis. So this is just a good matchup for Grizzlies, and the Lakers are a team that I'm definitely high on fading. At least thus far this year, since, you know, they're still integrating or incorporating new pieces and trying to find the perfect mix. I don't know if they're even going to be able to find that perfect mix, because it doesn't look like the Russell Westbrook and LeBron James matrimony is going to be very fruitful for the Lakers, if that makes any sense. But I'm taking the Grizzlies minus 5.5 as my second and final best bet here. The other games on the sheet, the Miami Heat, 22-13, playing the second of a back-to-back. This time they play the San Antonio Spurs. They were a best bet for me yesterday, taking them 6.5 against the Washington Wizards. They're getting 6.5 points against the San Antonio Spurs. San Antonio Spurs are without DeJounte Murray, but Miami is without several players, including Bam Adebayo, Dwayne Dedmon, Kyle Lowry, Max Strus, and PJ Tucker, and Gabe Vincent also just got added to the COVID list. So Miami's down significant bodies, hence the Spurs being favored 6.5 despite only being 14-19. But I don't have a specific play in this one, so I'm just going to pass. The next game here, the Thunder, 12-21, playing the 26-7 Phoenix Suns. Phoenix Suns are favored 14.5, totals 218.5. I leaned the Thunder because they recently had a six-game ATS winning streak snapped. Actually, they had it snapped last night in a loss and a non-cover against the Sacramento Kings. But I think just 15.5 is too many, 14.5, excuse me, is too many points for the Phoenix Suns to lay. But I do expect them to win and win pretty convincingly. I just don't think they win by margin in this spot. So I would lean to the Thunder, but I'll ultimately pass on this game. The next game here on the list is a 10 o'clock Eastern Standard tip-off between the 24-9 Utah Jazz playing the 13-10 Portland Trail Blazers. Utah's favored 6.5. The total is 228.5. I got nothing in this game as well. Utah is much, much healthier, although they are missing Donovan Mitchell. And Portland is without CJ McCollum, Robert Covington, Jusuf Nurkic, and Cody Zeller. Cody Zeller doesn't matter that much, but CJ McCollum and Jusuf Nurkic definitely matter a lot. And the Portland Trailblazers, they play a lot better at home, especially Dame Lillard, but against a Utah team that's got the best adjusted net rating according to cleaningtheglass.com and has just been one of the more profitable regular season teams of the past couple of years. I definitely am not going to step in front of the Utah Jazz train here and try to be a hero by taking the Portland Trailblazers at +6.5. So I'll pass on that one. And the next game here, the final game in the 9-game slate, is the 16-17 Dallas Mavericks visiting the 14-21 Sacramento Kings. The Dallas Mavericks are favored 2.5 points. The total is at 220.5. I was this close to picking the Dallas Mavericks, especially with them getting healthier with Reggie Bullock coming back. Maxi Kleber is listed as questionable, so they might get him back as well. Luka Doncic is still out. Tim Hardaway Jr. is still out. But Sacramento Kings, this just feels like a trap line. That's the reason why I'm not betting it. Why are the Mavericks only favored 2.5 points against a Sacramento Kings team that is really bad, right? They've already fired their coach, Luke Walton. They're pretty much destined to be a tank team, even though the bottom of the Western Conference is pretty weak, and technically they're still in playoff contention for the 10th and final play-in seed in the postseason play-in tournament. Also, Dallas has covered 3 of the last 4 games, and I don't know, this line just gives off trap vibes to me, so I'm staying away from it. But just a recap here, my 2 best bets on the Wednesday, December 29th slate are the Pacers -3.5 when they host the Charlotte Hornets, and I'm taking the Grizzlies -5.5 when they host the Los Angeles Lakers. That's it. That's the Wednesday, December 29th. Bet Slippin' Daily NBA Show. Do me a favor and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you get podcasts. We're on Apple, Spotify, and Google. Also, you can show me some love on Twitter. I'm at Jeffrey_Clark. Also, check out our website, sportsbookwire.usatoday.com, for betting breakdowns and all daily major sporting events. That's it. Best of luck whether you fade or follow me. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wants to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.